We now continue with lesson number 62 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. We're still into the 16th perek, deep in the 16th perek, with Mishnah 6 and Mishnah 7. Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Vov, and Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Vov. Kasya. Various interpretations. But the major interpretation is that it is a type of glove, but without finger spaces, just kind of something which one wraps around one's hand. If one is shel zore geronos, one is performing the act of zore, of winnowing, in the process of producing grain in the granary, which the person needs, because if he's going to grasp his tools tightly, he needs this wrapping around his hand in order to be able to grasp the mizre, the utensil which he uses. Or shel holchei drochim, it is the kisyo, kasyo, which is used by hikers, by travelers, who need something around their hands, either to grasp the walking stick or to push away thorn bushes which are in the way as they walk. Or shel osei fishton, this kasyo is made for the use of those who are engaged in the manufacture of flax, and they too need something around their hands so that they not be scratched by the little splinters in the flax. Tumeya, such a kasya is mekabel tumo, because they are considered as vessels which are made likabola, because you grasp something, you hold on to something. Something is kind of contained within this kasya, whether it's the walking stick or the mizra or whatever. Avol shel saboyim v'shel napochim, the same kasya, if it is something which a dyer, D-Y-E-R, uses, or a blacksmith uses, which is not used to contain or to help him grasp or hold on to some tool, but rather it's there simply to absorb his sweat, or so that whatever he's working with, the fabric or the metal which he's working with, not become stained by his perspiration, by his sweat. So it's not designed to contain or hold anything, tahora. It is not mekabel tuma. It is a pshute clay or. However, Rabbi Yossi Omer af shel grosos. Rabbi Yossi says that even a kasya made of leather, which is used by those people who produce grisim, who grind beans into like what we would call today tichina, into small bits or into a paste, kiyotze behem, that too is not mekabel tumo, because it is not used to hold on to something, it is simply used to block perspiration. Zehaklal, the general rule is, he'osui likabolo, if you have a kasya made of leather, which is designed to hold something, to contain something, to grasp something, tome is mekabel tumo. But mipnei hazeya, if it is only used to absorb perspiration or to prevent something from becoming stained by your perspiration, then tohor, it is not mekabel tuma. Mishnah Zayin continues with a whole list of objects. Hamalkot shel bokor, the leather strip of leather, which is suspended from the rear end of the animal so that the animal not excretions which would then dirty the grain. So therefore you have this kind of pouch which blocks the galolim, which blocks the excrement. V'hachasom shelo, and similarly the leather strip which is used as a muzzle so that the animal not eat the grain that he's involved with plowing or threshing. Vahamadaf shel devotim, a plank of leather, or perhaps even wood, which was placed under a beehive, upon which you set a fire so that the smoke coming from it would chase away the bees when you were about to remove the honey from the beehive. V'haminofa, which is a fan, a flat object, which you use to fan yourself so that you cool yourself off in the heat. Hare elu tahorin. All of the above are not mekabel tumah because they're not fashioned as a vessel. Rather, they are just strips of material, leather or wood, and they're therefore not mekabel tumah. Kisui shel kufso, the lid of a kufso, which is a small little box into which a woman puts her jewelry. So she puts up jewelry into the kufsa, but the kufsa has a lid, and sometimes she opens the lid and puts it down, takes out one earring or ring or whatever, doesn't quite like it, so puts it for a moment into the kisui, and then looks into the kufsa for another set of earrings or whatever. But the kisui is meanwhile has a kli kibul and is mekabel the earrings which he doesn't want for this particular occasion. So therefore, that kisui is tamei, is mekabel tumah, because she does put objects into the kisui when she removes them from the kufsa. However, kisui kamtero, the lid of a chest into which she puts clothing, clothing chest, etc., which has a lid on top of it, is tohor, is not mekabel tumah, because she doesn't put anything into that lid. She removes the lid and puts in clothing, takes out clothing. The lid is only used as a lid. It is not used as a container. So therefore, tohor, it is not mekabel tumah. Kisui, now a whole long list. Kisui teva, the lid of a large wooden, the wooden lid of a large box. Kisui teni, the lid of a basket. The hamachbeish shel charosh, and the flat planks of wood which are used by a carpenter as a press. He has a crooked piece of wood. He wants to press it and straighten it out, so he'll put it under this press. And the press is composed of planks of heavy wood, no base kibul. The keses shetachas hatevo, the leather rug which is placed under a box so that the box not be not get moldy from being upon the earth, upon the raw ground. The ha kimron shelo, the kind of circular dome which is placed on top of a large chest. The angelin shel sefer, a kind of a pouch which is used. Angelin shel sefer, a kind of a pouch which is used to protect a book or a scroll. Some say it is a kind of a reader's table upon which you put a book when you want to read it. Base ha neger, the little leather pouch into which you put a latch or a bolt. Base ha manol, or into which you put a lock. Ubase ha mezuzah, the container, the mezuzah cover into which you put the scroll called the mezuzah. The mezuzah is not the container. The mezuzah is the scroll inside. So if you have a tube into which you insert the mezuzah, that tube is called the base hamezuzah. Vitik nivolin, vitik kinoros. And similarly, the box into which you put different musical instruments, a navel, a harp, or a kinor is another type of harp. Some say it's a psalter, P-S-A-L-T-E-R. V'ho emum shel godlei mitznofos. Imagine a shetel head, a head upon which the a person who makes turbans uses their head as kind of a model upon which to weave or wrap his mitznefes, his turbans. V'ha markov shel zamor, the kind of hobby horse upon which an entertainer sits when he does his act, his performance. Urevius shel aloyis, and also the type of a instrument which is used by moving or tingling the rings of it, jingling the rings of it, which is used by women who are involved in wailing, crying at a funeral. Ugnogenes, and the umbrella, which is used as a shelter by Heoni. The poor person uses it as a shade, as an umbrella to protect him from the hot sun. Visamochos hamito, the prods, which are placed under a bed to help support the bed. Utufus shel tefila, the defus, the form, which is used when you make the batim, the containers for the tefillin, so you have a form which helps you shape the leather into a perfect square. The emum shel ose susos, and also the form which weavers use when they make their various fabrics. Hare elu tahorim. All of these are not mekabel tumah. What's the rule involved here? So Rabbi Yossi teaches us the rule. Zeha klal amar Rabbi Yossi. This is the rule which Rabbi Yossi taught us. Kol mishamshei mishamshov shel odom. Anything which is used to help service the utensils which serve a person. Bishas melocha, at the time the person is using the object. Vishalo b'shas melocha, and also is in place when he's not using the object. So when you're using the object or not using the object, the cover of the object or the attachment to the object is also in use whether you're using the object or not. Tomei, it is mekabel tumah because it is considered part of the vessel. The proof that it's part of the vessel is that it's in place even when you're not using the vessel itself. V'chol she'eino ela b'shas melocha, any misham shei misham shov, anything which is used in the service of a vessel which serves a person, but it's only in place at the time the work is done, and then when the work is not done, it is not in place, tohor. It is not mekabel tumah because it is not considered part of the vessel. Part of the vessel is something which is there, b'shas melacha v'shelo b'shas melacha. So all the objects in the list we just had, the tefus shel tefillah, and the angelin shel sefer, and the beis haneger, and the machmei shel chorosh, etc., they are only in place when they're being used. When they're not being used, they're not in place. So therefore, they're not mekabel tumah. And so we have concluded Mishnah number Zion of Perek Tes Zion, and the process have finished lesson number 62.